Hi, I'm Jeremy Stahl. I'm Slate's jurisprudence editor. Ordinarily, I edit our courts and legal coverage from the comfort of my home office in Los Angeles, but for the next month and a half, I will be locked in a lower Manhattan courtroom with the rest of the press, a jury of 12 New Yorkers, Justice Juan Merchan, prosecutors, Trump's defense team, and the former president himself as history unfolds. I've temporarily moved myself and my family from Los Angeles to New York to cover this case firsthand, like I have done in other cases, including the Paul Manafort case, the Roger Stone criminal trial, and Donald Trump's first impeachment. I'm hoping that my background knowledge of the many, many criminal travails of our former president can offer something to you, Slate's listener. Over the next several weeks, you'll be hearing from me on Amicus, Slate's legal podcast, and in articles on Slate.com. From the jury selection, to the opening arguments, to the witness testimony and cross-examination, and the prosecution's case and the defense's case, and ultimately to a final verdict. We will be providing you wall-to-wall coverage throughout the entirety of the trial as it unfolds from the courtroom. There's no way I'd be able to do it without the support of Slate Plus. So if you're not already a subscriber, please join today by clicking Try Free at the top of the Amicus show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen. Thank you so, so much.
What's up, y'all? I'm Joel Anderson, and I'm here to tell you about the new season of Slow Burn. In our first two seasons, we looked back at two of the biggest stories of the late 20th century, the Watergate scandal and the impeachment of Bill Clinton. For season three, we're looking at another, the creative lives and the tragic deaths of Tupac Shakur and the notorious B.I.G.
Tupac kept ending every sentence with wooty-woo, wooty-woo, because he was nervous. I feel like he had to smoke cigarettes just to get through it because he knew he was downloading something very heavy.
We'll take you back to the 90s, when hip-hop took over pop culture, rap lyrics were used as evidence in murder trials, and the vice president of the United States called on record companies to pull albums from stores. And we'll tell the stories of Biggie, a one-time crack dealer from Brooklyn.
Biggie's brilliant. He was someone who just outright was like, I'm lyrically superior and I'll take your girl.
And Tupac, the son of a Black Panther who came up in the Bay Area.
He had every bit of street bona fide that he would ever need as a Black Panther baby. But for whatever reason, Tupac thought that that wasn't enough for him.
In just a few years, they changed music forever. They also went from allies to enemies.
I was there when Biggie and Tupac were friends. And when it was announced that all of a sudden they had problems, I woke up that day and I was like, what happened?
They became the faces of a deadly rivalry between two rap scenes.
I truly believe that Pac really thought that Biggie tried to have him killed.
When Big went upstairs to see him and came back down, say he's like your cheat. You know, this dude actually said that I came to the hospital to try to kill him. Yeah, that he got shot.
How is it that two of the most famous performers in the world were murdered within a year of each other, and their killings were never solved?
The worst thing that happened to hip-hop from that era was Keep It Real. Keep It Real got a lot of people killed.
Slow Burn Season 3, Biggie and Tupac, launches October 30th wherever you get your podcasts.